You shoved me. You were pressing.
I didn't shove you.
You. You didn't. You weren't pressing on.
No.
You weren't pressing yourself on me.
No.
You're a lie.
This is part of an exchange between Rawida Ahmed Salim, a black woman who was using her cell phone to record police response to a West Side convenience store at the end of June, and Buffalo Police Lieutenant Mike DeLong, who was among the police who responded. Salim questioned DeLong as to why 10 officers responded to one suspect. He explained the suspect was on drugs and violent, but the video makes it apparent he approached Salim in an effort to disrupt her recording the officers.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people to handle someone who's on drugs. He's not in his right mind.
Violent.
There's 10 people that needs to handle someone.
He was holding a weight in his hand. He could have smacked you in the head.
I wasn't near him. I wasn't going to go near him.
Yeah.
I was far away from him.
Mm-hmm. You're a disrespectful little That's what you are.
Thank you. You're going to be viral.
And her recording did go viral. DeLong was suspended without pay for 30 days as Buffalo police investigate the incident. Andrea Ritchie of the Barnard Center for Research on Women in New York City wasn't surprised by the language DeLong used to describe Salim, a police misconduct attorney. Ritchie says it was police violence as much as a physical assault, but it could have had a much more dire outcome.
Black women are the group most likely to be killed by police when unarmed of any demographic group, including black men.
Ritchie meticulously researched police violence in her book, Invisible No More, Police Violence Against Black Women and Women of Color. Yes, the percentage is small compared to society as a whole, she says, but it should still be part of the conversation on police reform. She says black people in general have been criminalized, but black women face unique risks.
A police officer could be engaging in sexual harassment, sexual violence, physical violence, could be extorting sex, could be separating a woman from her children, calling child welfare on her, or simply making her spend a night in jail, which might cause her to lose housing, or again, child welfare might get involved, or then immigration might get involved, and she might be detained or deported. So there's a way in which criminalization in of itself is violence that we need to recognize is something that is increasingly affecting women.
She found much of what happens against women who are not even suspected of a crime.
Calls for DV help and calls for help around sexual assault and calls for help with family issues, calls for help around unmet mental health needs. Tatiana Jefferson, for instance, is a black woman who was killed by police who were supposed to be checking to make sure that she was safe.
The Justice Department says the percentage of women in law enforcement has remained relatively stagnant for the past few decades and is currently less than 13% of total officers, with a much smaller percentage in leadership positions and of black women. Some suggest increasing the number of female officers would help improve the policing of women, but Ritchie disagrees.
For instance, there's a case of a young black woman named Sharnesia Corley in Texas who the cop said she rolled through a stop sign. He pulled her over. He claimed he smelled marijuana in the car. He called a female officer to the scene. And then the female officer, and this is documented on dash cam video, forced her to the ground, forced her legs apart, and engaged in a manual vaginal cavity search for 10 minutes in full public view. So that's a sexual assault.
Ritchie says society has to hold police culture accountable for excessive force. She counts herself among those who want to defund the police and redirect the $100 billion spent on policing each year to communities. Marion Heatherly, WBFL News.